Welcome to the first track on the Leicester Oral History Trail. The trail takes around an hour to complete and will finish near the clock tower. The voices you will hear are taken from the Oral History Collections and BBC Radio Leicester Archives, which are cared for by the East Midlands Oral History Archive at the University of Leicester. Most of the recordings were made in the 1970s and 1980s, and you will hear that the quality of these recordings isn't quite as good as those which were recorded more recently. You are standing in the Town Hall Square. The Town Hall and the Square were built on the site of the old cattle market in 1875. And for the next 100 years, the City Council conducted its business from this building. In recent years, the Square has seen lots of festivals and weddings and New Year's Eve celebrations. But it's also been the site of many other events. Before 1933, part of the building served as a police station, and the square was often referred to as Municipal Square by older Leicester people. The following extracts were recorded in the 1980s and are about unemployment marches and riots in 1921.
And I've said many times, we, such as me, were got into the army on the promise this was a war to end wars. And we were going to make a land fit for heroes to live in. Well, neither of those things materialised, but I think it's, looking back, it was a terrible letdown. And there was a lot of frustration, a lot of disillusionment, that instead of coming back to a better world, it was the bad old world of unemployment.
Somebody threw a stone in Rupert Street, through a window, through the Poor Law offices, where we used to go for Poor Law relief. And that started it. Oh, the police were there waiting for us. I'll never stop running from there till I got to Green Lane Road to get out of the way of it.
I will remember them forming up in Woodboy Street, marching through to the town hall, and I kept at the back of them until they got to the police station in the town hall square, and they tried to break in there, and as they held their meetings and raised their objection to unemployment, the police came running out of the police station and used their batons and hurt many of the unemployed workers. Of course, being a youngster, I disappeared quickly out of the way because I was scared to death.
There must have been thousands turned out with bricks and stones and besieged the police station. As I said, the workers turned out at night. And the centre of the town was smashed up. Plate glass windows, and looked quite a sight the next day.
As you face the town hall, Horsefair Street is on your right. For the next stop on the trail, turn left onto Horsefair Street and walk a few metres to Provident House, opposite Bowling Green Street.